Media and PRX. It's In the Thick. I'm Maria Hinojosa.
And I'm Julio Ricardo Varela. And it's ITT Soundoff. And we're also in
the same studio.
In the same studio in Harlem.
We're in our immigrant studio. Do you know why we call it that, dear listener? Because it's really teeny. It's portable, and we usually try to fit as many people as we possibly can inside.
I think we can rent it out as a little one-bedroom, a little studio.
In New York City. Qué malo. But okay. Anyway, the point is Julio and I are together. Futuro Media just had its big annual gathering. We had a party. There's some interesting video that exists of the
party. I know,
party
we all self-tested. Everyone did everything responsibly.
It's really a beautiful thing.
So don't tweet at me.
Listen. It's Friday. Let's get to our first topic. We're going to talk about some really happy news. On Thursday, President Biden announced that U.S. WNBA basketball player Brittany Griner was released from being detained in Russia and is on her way home, has already landed in San Antonio as of Friday morning. Griner had been in custody in Russia since last February when she was arrested at an airport near Moscow for having less than 1 gram of cannabis oil in her luggage. Her lawyer said it was prescribed for chronic pain. Duh. That's why there is medical marijuana in the majority of the United States of America.
Make it national.
Griner, who is a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was released in exchange for Victor Boot. He's a Russian arms dealer who was in the middle of serving a 25-year prison sentence in the United States. Let's listen to Brittany's wife, Sherelle Griner, who spoke at the White House on Thursday after hearing this extraordinary news. Let's go to the tape.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today. As we celebrate BG being home, we do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones. So thank you, everybody, for your support. And today is just a happy day for me and my family. So I'm going to smile right now. thank you.
Oh, that's so incredible. I mean, there's this video that's going around that shows Brittany and the smile on her face. She just looks so relieved. And yet, Julio, you know, I told you that this year, I did binge on a TV show called The Americans. It's one of the best TV shows I've ever seen.
That's on my list.
You must watch.
Okay.
It is extraordinary, perfect for the holidays because it's so binge-worthy and just so whodunit, what's going to happen next. And so the thought that Brittany Griner had to endure being held in obviously pretty terrible conditions and that it was all on trumped-up charges. They wanted to hold her until Putin got back Boot. And so she's just collateral damage.
You know I'm a sports guy, Maria.
Yeah, something I'm not, yes.
But this is my take about it. If this were a male NBA star, this person would have been released like 2 weeks in, like if it was someone.
Understood.
And I feel like this speaks a little bit to gender issues in sports. And the WNBA, which is an incredible league, it's a very successful league. They've been able to create a league in the summer where a lot of amazing women stars, but in the American consciousness, the story was very periphery.
Yeah.
Like it was kind of
like
in
there should
and
have
out.
Been a countdown of
right.
Britain, you know, how many days.
And I just
Britney's
always wonder
held.
If it was like, I don't know, if LeBron James was in a prison in Russia.
Olvídate.
People would be like, we must free like countdown to LeBron. And
also
I think that's
legalize
part of this.
Cannabis oil legalize. Across the United States
exactly.
immediately because of LeBron James.
And the other thing about the cannabis oil, like that's common for athletes. That's what they get prescribed now. And it's because these people leave
well,
their body
it,
on
it,
the line
it
every
works also.
But let me ask you about the have you following on the exchange and how all these Republicans were like, I wouldn't have made that trade. It's like it's so easy to criticize Joe Biden. Like you can't win. It's like can't we just celebrate that she's back and
they're just angry about the midterms, bro.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, they're just grumpy old white guys.
Right, we lost the midterm. Right?
Okay. You know, that's what it's all about. Look, I want to quote from our all-star, Terrell Jermaine Starr, what he tweeted out. The lesson we need to take from Brittany Griner's imprisonment and release is that the WNBA's low pay puts their players at risk of being used for political gain by rogue states. Damn.
That point being, it's like if this were an NBA star, if this were an NFL star, if this was, you know— a male NBA superstar, this would capture the national consciousness and we'd be having, you know, countdowns and concerts and telethons to free whoever. But because Brittany Griner is a black, queer, professional woman basketball player, she's quote unquote expendable. Like, I hate to say that word. And you heard Brittany's partner. There's joy. And yes, there's other issues, you know, Americans.
Because the United States has been separating families themselves.
Exactly.
So it's, but you know what? I'm so happy. Yeah. Look at her face.
Yeah.
Her face of relief. And you'll fall in love with Brittany. I'm so happy to see her back.
All right. So we're going to move on to our second topic, which is the Georgia runoff election.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. That happened
democracy.
This week. Yes. Which is democracy. So Democratic candidate Raphael Warnock won the U.S. Senate seat in Georgia against Republican candidate Herschel Walker, backed by Trump. Another loss.
Another loss. Big L.
Big L.
For his personal picks.
Mm. Right. So Warnock will maintain his seat as the first black senator from Georgia, and he's going to give Democrats another seat in the Senate to help them maintain their slim majority. The results were close, but it is Georgia. I never expect these elections to be, you know, runaways. I mean, Georgia's mm-hmm. purpley.
Mm-hmm.
But Warnock won by roughly 51.4%, and Warnock got a lot of support in the Atlanta, you know, metro area, a lot of the suburbs that surround Atlanta and in the city. And no surprise there.
Which is an incredibly diverse city.
Yep, right. So let's listen to a clip from his victory speech on December 6th from an election watch party in Atlanta.
There are those who would look at the outcome of this race and say that there's no voter suppression in Georgia. Let me be clear. Just because people endured long lines that wrapped around buildings, some blocks long, just because they endured the rain and the cold and all kinds of tricks in order to vote, doesn't mean that voter suppression does not exist. It simply means that you, the people, have decided that your voices will not be silenced.
Yeah, this connection of voter suppression and democracy in Georgia and people are showing up and voting. I mean, it's spot on. But Maria, before I get all your takes on this, on Georgia, just want to mention that on Friday morning, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema mm-hmm. announced that she's leaving the Democratic Party and instead changing her party affiliation to independent. So she told Politico that she intends to vote the same way that she has, but this does mean that Democrats won't have a chance to run a primary challenger against her in 2024. Although Ruben Gallego, you know, hello, just jump in, Ruben. Mm-hmm. I think he has a shot against her. But anyway, I want to talk about Georgia. What are your thoughts? What do you thought about Sinema, about Warnock?
Kyrsten Sinema. I'm just like, it just gets worse. And she's an enigma to me. And then I'm like, actually, she's not an enigma at all. She's showing the true colors and she's showing what white women are prepared to do. In other words, that they're prepared to kind of sacrifice everyone for their own personal gain, which is, again, why I'm saying what a horrific thing to realize. And for the white women who listen to us, we know that you are allies. Then do the work.
Yeah.
Talk with your sisters and moms and grandmoms.
So, Georgia, give me your
okay.
takes.
So it's very slim, but it is a moment to celebrate. Georgia is an incredibly complex state.
Yeah.
As you know, I've been reporting there since 1995. And to me, the fact that votes came from the Atlanta area says what you need to know about the diversity of Georgia, Atlanta in specifics, and what Stacey Abrams has been trying to do, right? That plan, which I think is really smart, which is to go out to voters and make them feel heard and included, specifically immigrant voters who have become American citizens, which there are many.
Yeah.
In Georgia, Latino voters, indigenous voters, black voters, Muslim voters. And also, we've been asking this for a long time. So when will the Republicans come around to see that they are dealing with a loser?
Yeah. Herschel Walker was the worst candidate.
The worst.
And still
got so many votes, though. Yeah. So there's the rub, though.
It is the rub. I don't know what they're thinking because, like you said, they're probably still licking their wounds from the midterms.
Well, they're going to add this wound.
Yeah.
And it's a big one.
And they'll figure out a way to fend it all off because they're Republicans, but whatever.
When did we ever think that we would be saying, watch Georgia?
I know.
As a purpley state. And that's why, as political journalists, you do feel hopeful, because it's like, it's not over till it's over. Who said that?
That would be Yogi Berra.
Okay, there you go. I know he has something to do with sports. Okay.
From Futuro Media and PRX, Latino Rebels Radio is an award-winning OG Latino podcast covering stories of the Latino experience that matter in the United States, the Caribbean, Central America, South America, and even parts of the universe. Lo que sea. Created for, about, and by Latinos, join us every Thursday by subscribing to Latino Rebels Radio wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving on to our final topic, it's the latest in the various investigations into former President Trump. It's about democracy, right? Mm. It's about justice, mm-hmm. right? So this week, a Manhattan jury found two Trump Organization companies guilty on 17 counts, including criminal fraud, falsifying business records, and conspiracy. They can face fines of up to $1.6 million. We also learned that the House committee investigating the January 6th attack at the Capitol, the consistent and perpetual attempted coup d'etat, is considering criminal referrals for Trump and some of his close allies, according to reporting from CNN. Given that the Republicans will take a majority in the House starting in January, the window for holding Trump accountable, I mean, it's like, now we got to start the clock running. But last week, a jury in Washington, D.C. convicted two leaders of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, of seditious conspiracy for plotting to overturn the 2020 election results and their role in the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the attempted coup. So we know that a lot of this had, the guilty verdict had to deal with the fact that former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg basically turned witness. He cooperated.
Well, how does Trump not get implicated in this?
This is my question. Why is he not named?
Exactly. Like, this is
kind of gaslighting, you know?
It's so obvious. It's called the Trump Organization, and there's no implication of Trump or his family. And let's just look at the charges again, right? Criminal tax fraud, falsifying business records, and conspiracy. Who does stuff like that? Organization, crime organizations. Let's just say this. You know, we're a nonprofit. I'm going to put on my nonprofit leadership hat at Futuro. The amount of work that we have to do to make sure that we are real and authentic with our nonprofit reporting, we're under such scrutiny, and we have to provide like amazing audits. We're on it. We have a great team. And I frame it this way because there's so many good people in this world in business who do it the right way. And this guy, for whatever reason, we've lifted him up because of a friggin' reality television show. And now he has an organization that committed criminal business activities.
Conspiracy.
The fact that the Trump Organization is still functioning, like, shut it down. Your thoughts about this?
No, 100% shut it down. And I mean, I feel like it's a win just because Trump and his entire organization need to understand that they will be held accountable. But I agree with you. Everybody is just like, what just happened? Because this feels like justice, the wheels are turning, but
He's still running for president.
Why isn't Trump implicated, indicted? We do know that Trump and three of his adult children are still facing a pending civil lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. And in this one, there are allegations of widespread fraud involving years of false financial statements related to the company. But still, wow, man, it must be pretty incredible to be like a guy who has a TV show.
If I did this in Futuro Media, like, you guys would be taking me out in handcuffs out of Harlem. That's the part that really frustrates me. But anyway.
Also, because then you have to heed his own words.
Yeah.
I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and I'd be okay. Yeah. The epitome of white male supremacy. And, you know, the country is showing with elections and other things, que estamos cansados.
I think you're right. Anyway, we'll see what the January 6th.
Okay. Okay, so that's a wrap.
Friday.
That's a Friday wrap. And our last time together in the studio in the year 2022.
You're traveling, you're reporting, you're going to be in California this weekend.
I've got a lot going on. Yeah. I've got a lot going on. And so this is a time of a lot of gratitude because of the investigative unit, because of our drop of our podcast, yeah, USA Luna versus dropped. Garcia Luna. Yeah,
Garcia Luna dropped Friday, y'all. Subscribe, all you people.
Yeah, do subscribe and listen and let us know what you think. It's very risque and risky, I think, what we've done. But I love our Futuro family. I love seeing Harsha and Noor and Oscar and Daniela.
Yeah.
It was just really great to see everyone and to be together in a safe setting. And to dance and to do my costume change. And if you didn't see the costume change,
there might be some video somewhere.
There might be some video somewhere. I'm Maria Hinojosa.
And I'm Julio Ricardo Varela.
Uno, dos, tres.
Dear listener, remember to go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us. Also, remember you can listen to In the Thick on all major podcast platforms. Check us out on the web at inthethick.org. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at In the Thick Show. And like us on El Facebook. Remember, In the Thick is produced by the incredible team led by Noor Saudi, Harsha Nahata, Oscar Fernandez, and our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow, Daniela Tello Garzon. Our editorial director is Fernanda Santos. Our audio engineering team is Stephanie LeBeau, Julia Caruso, Gabriela Baez, and JJ Karubin. Our marketing manager is Luis Luna. Thanks to Raul Perez for recording me.
And me.
That's right. Oh, my God. touche. And the music you heard is courtesy of Nacional Kept and ZZK Records. We'll see you in our next one. Dear listener, be positive. Get some sleep and enjoy the outdoors while it doesn't get too frigid.
Coming in from the cold.
They did the after party.
Yeah, we went reggae.
It was Harlem Nights. Yeah. There was an after party. It involved a lot of reggae. I was asleep, but they had a good time.
Peace out, y'all.
See ya. By the way, Julio, you know what I brought back from Chicago this weekend.
Oh, you know exactly
what I brought back.
Can you please leave some in the office later, too?
No, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone.
Yo, we girl, don't, we don't do, come on, Maria, hide
we
me
don't
back.
Do product placement here, but yes, we are eating Garrett's popcorn.
The opinions expressed by the guests and contributors in this podcast are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Futuro Media or its employees.